the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russia's foreign ministry Sunday rejected a British claim that Kremlin is seeking to replace Ukraine's government with a pro-Moscow administration, and former Ukrainian lawmaker Yevgeny Muraev is a potential candidate. Britain's foreign office Saturday also named several other Ukrainian politicians it said had links with Russian intelligence service, along with Muraev, who is the leader of a small party that has no seats in parliament. The British government made the claim based on an intelligence assessment without providing evidence to back it up. It comes amid high tensions between Moscow and the West over Russia's designs on Ukraine and each side's increasing accusations the other is planning provocations. Sustained gunfire rang out from military camps in Burkina Faso Sunday as mutinying soldiers demanded more support for their fight against Islamist militants, and protesters ransacked the headquarters of President Roch Kabore's political party. The government called for calm, denying speculation on social media that the army had seized power or detained Kabore. A spokesperson for the mutineers said they were demanding appropriate resources and training for the army in its fight against militants linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State, and the resignation of the army and intelligence chiefs. Firefighters made progress Sunday battling a blaze burning near the mountainous Big Sur area in the U.S. state of California that forced evacuations and shuttered a major highway. The Colorado fire, which started on Friday night, was 25% contained as of early Sunday and burning across just over 1,000 acres, the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection said. This is VOA News. Islamic State claimed responsibility Sunday for a deadly attack in the western Afghan city of Herat Saturday, it said in a post on Telegram. At least six people were killed when a blast ripped through a minivan in the city, officials said. Since the Taliban took over in August, a series of blasts and attacks, some claimed by Islamic State, have taken place across Afghanistan. A Taliban official said Sunday, 3 days of talks with Western officials in Oslo were a step to legitimize the Afghan government.
But now this type of invitation and communication will help European community, U.S. or many other countries to erase the wrong picture of the Afghan government.
Taliban delegate Shifluah Assam made the comment after a first day of talks during which Taliban officials met women's rights activists and human rights defenders from Afghanistan and the Afghan diaspora. Liv Kuseth, the Secretary General of the Norwegian Afghanistan Committee, an NGO supporting humanitarian assistance, said that she hoped they could find solutions to the precarious humanitarian situation.
Currently, there is this stalemate between the Taliban and the international community, and we really hope that we can now move further so that we can find solutions to the very, very dramatic and difficult situation in Afghanistan.
Around 200 people, mostly Afghans living in Norway, protested the talks in Oslo. Protesters condemned the meetings between the Taliban delegation from Kabul, Western government officials, and Afghan civil society representatives. Police fired water cannons and thick clouds of tear gas in Brussels Sunday to disperse protesters demonstrating against COVID-19 vaccinations and restrictions that aim to curb the fast-spreading Omicron variant. The protest drew tens of thousands of people, some traveling from France, Germany, and other countries, to take part, and some had violent confrontations with police. Video images showed black-clad protesters attacking a building used by the European Union's diplomatic service, hurling projectiles at its entrance and smashing windows. Anti-vaccination demonstrations also took place in Barcelona. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Sunday that she had canceled her wedding as new restrictions were imposed across the nation to slow the community spread of a COVID-19 Omicron outbreak. New Zealand will impose mask rules and limit gatherings starting midnight Sunday after a cluster of nine COVID-19 Omicron cases showed community spread.